This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Number 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We've been talking about prohibition, mostly the prohibition of cannabis, but whenever you talk about one prohibition, you got to talk about them all, and specifically how it is that prohibition doesn't work. If you want to try to control people's behavior, you're going to fail. And not only are you going to fail, you're going to fail spectacularly. You're going to fail from almost every single aspect. Yeah, sure, you're going to put some people in prison. That's happened. There's going to be all kinds of unintended consequences, however, because those people you put in prison, very few of them are actually going to use the time to make their lives better. They're going to, in fact, count the days until they're able to get out and use whatever substance they're looking forward to using the most. Or they'll just acquire their substance in prison.
Most of them aren't, when it comes to marijuana, most of them aren't going to go to jail. They're just going to pay more fines to a government that's going to get more bloated. Police department's going to buy more military-type stuff. They're going to get more invasive. They're going to destroy the Fourth and Fifth Amendments to the United States Constitution, as has happened throughout the drug war. And, frankly, you're not going to be any better off.
Certainly
the United
not.
States is no better off,
right?
30 years after the drug war.
It's been probably like 40 years at this point. But for those of you just tuning in, the proposal on the table, the federal government, a little bit of good news, is an act that would purport, if it is passed in its current form, to actually roll back the federal government's prohibitions in the states in which they've rolled back prohibition. So if you're in a state where there's some decriminalization, some medical marijuana, or full-on legalization of cannabis, the federal government, if this bill passes and Trump says he's going to likely support it, then the federal government will stay out. We'll leave those states alone. And that's what they ought to be doing, which is to say nothing in the states that have chosen to legalize cannabis. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want here. Matthew, actually watching us online at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, no, actually it was on YouTube, but
okay.
Not a
problem.
You know
you can watch us in a higher resolution on Twitch, right? Just so you know.
Right, that requires installing another app, and my poor digital devices are like a gazillion years old.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, my LG Realm just died this morning.
Yikes.
All right.
Well, anyway, go ahead with what you were calling about.
Well, I'm glad you brought that one up, and there was another one, and I saw this on Breitbart, which if you really want a kind of a read, like a 50-50 read on the Trump administration, Breitbart's not a bad source. And they were talking about at the G7, he said, hey, if you zero out your tariffs, we'll zero out ours. And then he took off to points unknown.
And where did he say this?
G7.
He said that, yes.
G7, okay.
So I was like, huh, how about that? Now, don't tell the Trump worshippers this because they'll be massively upset. And another thing that's been going on that hasn't been making the news is, Mark, you remember the story you brought in about the blue crabs and...
Maryland.
That sounds really gross. Blue crabs. I think there's a picture of that on the internet, and it is not fun to look at.
Yeah, don't Google that.
No. I'm not talking about the VD. I'm talking about the seafood.
Okay. What about blue crabs
in Maryland? The blue crab industry.
In Maryland.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, they were suffering from a shortage of workers. Well, they must be listening to Free Talk Live at the White House because guess what? They're getting their. They got their workers.
Tell me about what is going on. Is shortage of workers. What was the point of
the
that?
Trump administration? It
was
gave them
apparently
that.
There was some holdup in the H1N1B visa. It sounds like a venereal.
It does sound like.
God's sake.
Yeah.
And there was a holdup in them getting the ladies up from Mexico that they normally get to pick these blue crabs.
And by picking, they mean pick the meat out of them.
Ah.
It's a skill, and it's largely a skill held by immigrants, and the pay isn't really fabulous or anything like that, but the whole area...
But it's not bad either.
Yeah, it's not terrible. It's not great. Yeah.
If you want to smell seafood all day.
Yeah, I would imagine they probably do not want seafood by the time they go home to Mexico at the end of the crab season.
So what is it? So they sped up some kind of process to let them in? I mean, what's the exact news here?
Well, they were held up, and then apparently somehow or the other, the Trump administration got a wind of this and said, oh, wow, I guess we'd better let them in. So that's going on, but that's got all the Trump worshippers like,
right. And I imagine there's some of them who are mad at him for supporting cannabis legalization and or decriminalization in this way that he's talking about, too. So, you know, he his credit, he's one of the more entertaining politicians, probably the most entertaining politician to watch that I've had in my lifetime.
Yeah, I would say that's true, but if the economy looks... In 2 years, like it looks today, Trump's going to be reelected. It doesn't really make a difference what he does.
Matthew, thanks for the call tonight. Go ahead.
Well, wait, hold on. I've got two more quick things. This is I saw this on The Truth About Guns. Midway's YouTube channel got dropped. Midway, you know, the firearms accessory retailer, their YouTube channel just got dropped. I'm like, what's going on there? And in California, they passed a law requiring the registration of basically modern semi-automatic firearms, a detachable box magazine, even the California version. And some farmer in California decided he was going to comply with the law. And he got raided by the California Department of Justice, and they took all of his guns away. And he is looking at a 15-year prison sentence.
If you're a gun owner, you really probably should consider leaving places like California, Illinois, and these other very anti-gun friendly places. Matthew, thank you for the call. If you got more, call us tomorrow. We'll be there then. We're here with you every single night, 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. If you don't get us live, you can always listen later over at freetalklive.com whenever you want. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts here. We've got Seth. He's on the line listening on Twitch or watching on Twitch. Seth, you're on Free Talk Live. Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Kansas.
Welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. So I think, you know, we need better outreach.
Right? Sorry to interrupt you. Are you talking right into your phone or are you on like a speakerphone?
I'm talking on a speakerphone. Is that
okay? If you could take it off a speaker, it would be a lot better.
All right. So I think.
Much better.
I graduated in high school and like it starts at a young age. Like, you know, first it's, like, vaping, then, like, kids getting into, like, weed and stuff, and eventually, like, a small percentage are going to, like, you know, get into that. Like, but...
Is that heroin?
I mean, they could, but, like, not necessarily,
Sure.
I'm not familiar with that, but, like, I think if we, like, kind of get better outreach, like, kids don't realize that how important, like, high school is.
How important is high school?
Honestly, like, it's really important. I mean, if you work your ass off in high school, you're probably, like, set for, like, a good life. Like,
I'd say that's true. If you work your ass off in high school, you're liable to be the kind of person who works your ass off in college or works your ass off in vocational school.
That's true.
Who then goes out and works your ass off in life. But
a good work ethic's
important. I
can
tell you as a high school graduate, living with high school graduates my whole life, that I've never seen anyone like flash that piece of paper to somebody and say, high school graduate, baby! You know, like slap it to the table and say, what? What, mate? What? You know, like it's a pretty meaningless piece of paper in and of itself. It is high school is your life, and so you function inside your life the way you function inside your life, and that's great. Putting together good habits is really awesome, but I gotta say that the piece of paper itself isn't particularly useful. Like, if I would have just gone ahead and in 11th grade, taken my GED and then decided to go on to community college or something else like that, it probably wouldn't have changed anything but my dating life.
Right. What is, you know, really ultimately, and thank you, Seth, for the call. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. Ultimately, it's really about the drive of the individual. Does that person want to learn? If so, they can learn without high school. They can learn with so many different online tools and other tools that are out there to provide information these days. Really pretty unnecessary. And, in fact, then they won't get all the you know, the government indoctrination. In fact, I've got a story about homeschooled people and how they're more likely to be entrepreneurs.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here on the radio. Take control of the airwaves. The us includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show. In fact, we're going to go to that shortly here. Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, our Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you as well at discord.lrn.fm. And that's where we're going first, where we've got Robert on the line. He's in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live on our Discord.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
The guy at the end of the second hour, you know, he talked about, you know, that they should, you know, poison, you know, the marijuana place. That actually, that was actually going on back in the early 70s.
Really?
He talked a lot about, yeah, where the United States encouraged Mexico to use called paraquat, and it's a weed killer.
Mm.
And I mean, it's the stuff is just absolutely deadly. And I mean, I've read, you know, this part of this article here when I looked it up, and it just, it causes a lot of health problems. It's swallowed, it's fatal. I mean, that, I don't know, but that guy that said that they should be spraying these plants is just out of his mind.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can't believe, I was just blown away when I heard him say that.
It was shocking.
It made me think of that.
And yes, I understand it's terrible that his daughter died as a result of her, of drug abuse, or maybe, you know, improperly dosed or whatever it was that happened in her story. We don't know the exact details there. I'm sorry that that happened to him, but that is not an excuse to advocate the further hurting of people around you, the further potential killing of people who are your neighbors and
people, other people's children,
co-workers, and other people's children. So you don't get to, I'm sorry, you also don't even get to murder her dealer. Okay, I know that's the most popular one, right, where you hear about somebody dying of heroin. It's like, then, you know, people are always talking tough about, I'm gonna go kill her dealer, her dealer murdered her. And no, her dealer provided her with a product that she came to him for. Likely. Right. I mean, we don't know the exact details of the case, but 99 times out of 100.
Don't want to kill their the people that buy from them.
Right.
But they may very well not know what they're selling.
They may not.
That's a problem with the marketplace, the black marketplace. And the black marketplace is the black marketplace because the government made it illegal in the first place.
No doubt.
So, you know, when placing blame, and I'm not ready to just, you know, I mean, there's plenty of blame to go around. There's blame for the drug users. There's blame for the government. There's blame for the dealer. I think everybody's you know, to
blame. Well, the dealer's a victim of prohibition then, too. If he's getting product, he doesn't know what it is.
He is.
And and passing it along. But ultimately, even in the black market, it's still
buyer
beware.
The government is the one who never gets the blame.
Yeah, that right. Much is true. Robert, anything else?
Well, I think that's the thing is that, you know, she's not here because of the poor choices that she made.
That's right.
You know, not the choice that I made. But that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks, Robert, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We continue here going over to Skype, where Bad Slave is with us in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
I got to kill this. All right. So my take on this whole business with Trump actually, you know, reversing a second reversal, because I think he had, you know, promised in his campaign to actually, you know, diminish the federal prohibition on cannabis, right? Is that not
true? He said a lot of things in the campaign. I don't know.
Right. But I mean, then he appoints Sessions,
yep.
And Sessions, you know, I've got this picture of Sessions with the field of pot behind him.
Is he looking for a Wesley Webbit?
I don't know. But you know, here's the thing is that the federal government was never authorized to interfere with pot. Interfere with any other drugs, interfere with you know, there is no specific federal power that's assigned to any of this stuff. When they had prohibition 100 years ago, they actually had to amend the Constitution.
Right.
And, you know, right. We're all aware of that.
It's really, it's fascinating. To outlaw alcohol, they had to amend the Constitution. to outlaw marijuana, the federal government just passed a law about something that they knew nothing about. They didn't know that marijuana was even cannabis when they did it.
Right.
There's documentation of this. But somehow we all follow this troop of ignorant liars and thieves and say, well, I guess we got to do it. The politicians said so. I mean, you don't walk in there with pitchforks and torches and, you know, nail them to crosses and set them on fire like they deserve. You just, oh, I guess we'll just follow what the idiots say. I mean, it's like taking the town dummy, putting him in charge and saying, well, let's just do whatever this jackhole says.
Yeah, well, exactly. And so why is it that here we've got a guy who's saying, oh, well, we need to leave those folk that actually have recreational and medicinal cannabis available, that we got to leave those people alone. Why don't we just, from the federal level, leave them all alone? The states can enforce their stupid prohibitions for as long as they want.
Well, this is the first step. This bill, this States Act, is the first step in that direction. I thank you, Badsley, for the call tonight. It's a step. I mean, it is a big step if this thing actually passes. Let's continue. Corey is also calling from New Hampshire, listening to WNTK up in the Upper Valley. Hey, Corey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great. You're on the air.
Great. I guess I was listening a little earlier about that lady was talking about, pot smokers end up using heroin, that whole setup.
I think that was the guy.
Maybe. I wasn't paying out.
I don't think we're sticking. You know what? I apologize. I'm not supposed to assign gender anymore. Excuse me.
Well, first of all, I want you to go on, Corey, but I do want to point out that the for people who still buy this old prohibitionist claptrap of it's a gateway drug, the federal government's own Institute of Medicine study in the year 1999 conclusively found that there's no such thing as the gateway effect, that if there is an effect, it's only because of drug prohibition, which drives people who want to find the cannabis into the hands of drug dealers who will likely try to ply them with their other wares. I mean, ultimately, there is no such thing as the gateway effect. It's a bunch of BS.
I just remember we were told the world was going to end in 2012, and I'm like, who messed that up? Because that was supposed to happen. It would be great.
So, anyway, I started smoking weed when I was like 12 years old, and I stopped smoking weed when I was 27 years old. And I never got into using coke. I never got into using heroin. None of that bull crap. Years ago, I was in a little bit of a trouble doing other things, and I had a parole officer, and he told me that he didn't care if I smoked marijuana.
Really?
The parole board cared if I smoked marijuana. So the next time that the parole board wanted him to urine test me, he was going to let me know that, I need to clean out soon.
Wow.
So, there's even police people out there that...
They know. They know the truth.
That smoking weed is not the end of the world. I still went to work and all that every day. I didn't go out and ruin the world,
You can't do that stuff. Sorry about that. Very passionate.
You're getting there at the end of the segment, weren't you?
He's all right. We got him.
You got it?
Oh, except I forgot our stream.
Radio professional.
Sorry, stream listeners.
You heard the S word. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
The radio stations are protected. It's Free Talk Live. You'll survive.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is warning nations not to retaliate against U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The president told world leaders at the G7 meeting in Quebec that historically, trade deals did not favor the U.S.
Because of the fact that the United States leaders of the past didn't do a good job on trade, and again, I'm not blaming countries, I'm blaming our people that represented our past. Got to change. It's going to change. I mean, it's not a question of, I hope it changes. It's going to change, 100%.
President Trump is now preparing for his meeting in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He says he believes the meeting will go very well and that Kim Jong-un will do the right thing for his people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype in here. Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, there's our Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. Those are the ways you can get on the air with us. The us, by the way, is Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can, if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and who agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, if that describes you, then you can go to liberty.menu and you can use that site to list your business. If you're a liberty-loving person and you want to find other liberty-friendly businesses, or you're a liberty-loving business person and you want your business to be found by those other liberty people, then this is the best site to do it. Liberty.menu, people have been asking for a site like this for years. It's finally here, and it's free to use. So if you do a thing, whether it's a business or even you're an events coordinator, or maybe you create digital content, there's different categories that you can post to on Liberty.menu to let other people in the libertarian liberty community know about your thing, whatever it is. Go to Liberty.menu. If you want, you can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get a special badge for your user profile. As we continue here, of course, you're free to call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. We've been discussing prohibition throughout most of the show here tonight. Amazingly, we were actually able to unearth a real live prohibitionist earlier. I was so surprised.
A poor damaged man that I don't know why you keep wanting to point this out. The poor man was suffering.
Yeah, that doesn't make it okay what he said.
No,
and
no,
because
doesn't.
You've had a tough time in life doesn't mean it's all right to advocate that other people's lives be worsened. So that's not acceptable. We continue here as we go to Diane, listening to WTKG in Michigan. Diane, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know, in case you didn't know, that our congressman, our local congressman here, Justin Amash, who's a libertarian Republican, did sponsor a bill to take marijuana off the schedule, the drug schedule, federally.
Oh, great. How did it do? Is it still sort of floating out there?
Yeah,
or did
yeah.
They kill
it? He just did it, I'd say, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago.
So there's multiple pieces of legislation involved then in this.
Yeah, absolutely. And he always tries to get a Democrat on board, which he did. And so it's, you know, bipartisan. And it's really amazing. He's really, really good. And
I think he's got the highest rating of all of the representatives, right?
Right.
Since Ron Paul left.
I'm not going to go so far as to call a politician good. I will, however, say he is the best.
I'm totally with you on that one. I mean, and we've had a lot of really bad politicians in this district.
Sure.
And he's the one of all the ones I've had to live through I am happiest with.
Fair enough, Diane. Thanks for sharing that with us. Appreciate your call. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Sort of like how, you know, there's preferable forms of cancer and much less preferable forms of cancer, right?
Right.
I mean, prefer not to have any, and I prefer not to have any politicians whatsoever. I wish we could just press a button and poof, make them all disappear and never be replaced by anybody else.
Yeah, just
boy,
ask yourself,
nice.
Would you rather visit Washington, D.C., or would you rather Washington, D.C. visit you? And then you'll know how you feel.
Yeah, exactly. Let's continue here. By the way, speaking of the drug schedules, which is, she said would remove, Amash's bill would remove cannabis from the drug schedule, whereas the bill we were talking about earlier would simply make it so there are exemptions within the drug schedule for states that have legalized or decriminalized cannabis. So Amash's bill would be better if that one actually passed, because if you were to strike cannabis entirely from the drug schedule, that would go all the way. That would truly give you a states' rights kind of situation where the federal government would have no say whatsoever at all over how cannabis was or was not regulated in the states.
Well, don't forget that when the federal government isn't passing unconstitutional laws over how states conduct their business, they're offering incentives to states using their coining money power to give states money to pass their own laws. So there's still that, right? The federal government still has these guidelines that they wish the states to follow. I'll use the seatbelt law as an example. The federal government basically gave millions of dollars to states to pass seatbelt laws, either primary or secondary seatbelt laws. And the only state that hasn't taken it at this point is New Hampshire.
It's true.
It's $3 million. At this point, $3 million isn't even worth it.
Again, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we continue here. According to the story over at Leafly.com about this States Act, which again would make it so the federal government would leave alone the states that have decided to legalize or decriminalize, it points out that the bill's legal foundation rests on the 10th Amendment of the United States Constitution, which states, quote, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people, unquote. And that is something that is by and far completely ignored by the
Sorry, federal. The Republic's gone on too long. It needs to be reset. Turn it off, turn it back on, see if that works.
No, let's just turn it off. The federal government is useless. It is a evil organization that steals money from people through either direct taxation via extortion or steals it through confiscatory hidden taxation like inflation and then transmits that money to its politically connected allies in various different industries like the military industrial complex and others, and uses it to punish its enemies and all, you know, as a result, us little folks, the folks in other countries in the world and in the United States, perish under its horrendous weight. What is the reason to bother resetting it?
It has a whole bunch of military equipment that you wouldn't know what to do with.
I'll let them homestead it or something. Let's go on here. David is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead, David.
Hello.
Hi, David.
Here's my question. Did you all happen to notice that the president is interested in pardoning people lately? And I guess it occurred to him that if it winds up he did do things wrong, he could pardon himself. Did you all hear that at all?
I heard something about that this weekend, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard the claim, I think it was Giuliani making the claim that the president could probably pardon himself.
And isn't that kind of weird?
It's absolutely ludicrous.
It's hubris, that's for damn sure.
It doesn't make any sense at all. It kind of, it disempowers the entire process of impeachment.
Yeah, but can he do it?
I don't think the founders really built that in. But let's not forget that the Constitution was built on several hundred years of English common law in the process. So I think the short answer is absolutely not. And the second answer is that any country that will allow its chief executive to pardon himself from a high crime or misdemeanor, that country should be in full revolution at that point.
It's not going to happen.
And if they're not, it just shows it's like the country has the leader it deserves.
Yeah, really.
David.
Okay, I just thought I'd throw it out there. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks for the call. Of course, all this talk about Trump and pardoning and all that, I mean, ignores the fact that even if Trump were to be brought up on some kind of crime, even if he wasn't allowed to pardon himself, he could, you know, be removed from office or whatever as part of the punishment for that, or impeached or whatever, and then Mike Pence could just pardon him.
Well, that's been done.
Right?
Basically.
So if Trump wants a pardon, whether he does it himself or the next guy in line does it to him as a favor for giving him the presidency,
yeah,
he's going to get a pardon. Let's continue here. Larry, listening to WIBC, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Larry.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, there was a lot of static there for a second.
Okay, you're all good.
I wanted to talk about an idea that I had about prisons.
Sure.
And it's a very high portion of any state's budget and everything.
Yeah, it's expensive to house people.
Yes, it is. Instead of building prisons, how about putting like a dog collar around their neck that has an explosive in it?
You've been watching too many episodes of Escape from New York or whatever. That's a great movie. Hang on, Larry. We'll bring it back, though. It's a good question. What about letting these guys out on a device? And they do have, at the very least, tracking devices.
Not devices that blow your head straight off, though.
But that would be pretty dramatic.
It would.
There's more of the way
considering
here.
Considering the government's in charge of it, it's just going to blow people's heads off.
You ever seen The Running Man?
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, final segment here. You've got time to get in if you want. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username's lrn.fm. Our Discord on-air call-in line room is discord.lrn.fm. Our Twitch channel is available. It is a way that you can watch the show in high resolution. We got HD quality, 720p high quality audio. And in fact, one of the things that I've never mentioned about Twitch that I wanted to share, I put it out in our newsletter today. We send out usually once a week an email to kind of let you know what's going on with Free Talk Live. If you wanted to listen via audio only, obviously we've got our audio streams and such, but the Twitch channel on the Twitch app for Free Talk Live for LRN.fm has an audio only option. So if you tune us in on Twitch and you're watching, or maybe you want to switch to another program on your phone, or maybe you want to turn this phone screen off, put it in your back pocket and keep listening. For whatever reason, YouTube and Twitch, these video apps, they don't let you turn the phone screen off. Have you ever noticed that? It's super annoying. I think
I don't watch video on my phone.
Yeah, I don't watch much video, but I've watched enough to know, like, if I play a video and I just want to hear the audio track of it, and you press the power button on the phone, like, with most audio, it'll keep playing audio, right? But on video, these video sites, the audio just goes dead. It just stops playing the video. Well, with Twitch, if you hit the gear while you're watching Free Talk Live, you can go to audio only, and then you go to audio only mode, you can hit the power button, and you still hear the show. You can switch to your email, check your email, and you can still hear the show.
Why not go to listen.freetalklive.com, get the right audio stream for you, and just stream?
Yeah, you could do it that way, too. I'm saying if you're in Twitch, you can go to the audio-only stream. Maybe you want to watch the show, and then you want to switch to audio. Well, it's right there. You just do the audio-only option.
All right.
And that helps us with our Twitch view count, I think.
I presume you're talking to the millennials out there or something.
I'm talking to whoever it is that watches on Twitch, which probably are more likely to be younger listeners, would be my guess. But people who don't know these things, who are new to the platform, may not have been aware that that was an option. So it is there for you, and you can go to twitch.lrn.fm. If you follow the channel, you'll get notifications of when we go live and also when Call to Freedom goes live, which is the weekday program that airs before Free Talk Live on LRN. So head on over to twitch.lrn.fm as we continue here. We got Mark. He's in Michigan, in, I believe, Jackson, listening to WKHM. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. You're on the air.
Hey. Yeah, I just had a comment as far as the cannabis. I, of course, grew up in the 70s. Today is my birthday, 56. And
congratulations on survival.
Yeah, right. But, you know, just a lot of the different opinions and things that you hear of everybody. Mine isn't necessarily based on anything other than the experience, like I said, of growing up in the 70s. And,
sure.
And while the studies show that, you know, the starting out with something like marijuana isn't necessarily an absolute that you're going to do anything else, I think that it has more to do with not just, you know, the getting on something like the THC, which, you know, creates that buzz, and then wanting to do more after that. But it's the company, you know, like growing up in the 70s, you know, the company, where you're at, what you're doing, introduces all of that stuff.
Absolutely. It's definitely the people. It's definitely the who, the people that you're associated with. And as the government's own study found out, it's the fact that marijuana is sold by unscrupulous, you know, drug dealers in some cases that might be more likely to push their other products on a person. And then again, as you point out, just the kind
and
of friends.
It wasn't so much of that with us. You know, it was there again. It was just a bunch of people hanging out together and doing this and doing that and doing the other. And one thing led to another. So,
and encouraging each other to try other things.
Mark is progressive. And
thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. And I gotta apologize to Larry. I totally spaced that. We put him on hold. The guy who called about the callers, the explosive callers. Larry, I apologize about that. You're back on here on Free Talk Live. You were talking about reducing prison populations by putting explosive collars on people and just, you know, letting them out and saying, hey, if you go outside of this particular area, right?
Yeah, that's one thing. You can make it, you know, if they're in there for murder and real serious crimes like that, you can fix it so they'll blow their head off if they get out away from their house or wherever you confine them to. But you could also make it so they would go to work every day.
So, like at certain times, that would just blow up? I guess my first question is, do you trust the government?
No, it doesn't have to be run by the government necessarily.
So you trust a private contractor working for the government? That's all I'm saying. I'm not entirely against what you're saying, because I think that you could drop prison populations by 90%, even more than that, by simply, one, doing away with the drug war, two, basically taking people who are not a danger to society today,
right,
and having them, instead of paying for their housing, having them pay for their own housing by shipping them out and doing a work release program. These things are remarkably successful. The problem is that, somebody on work release or house arrest or whatever the situation is, goes out, they do some kind of criminal activity, and that's right, criminals are going to do criminal activity sometimes. And then, for whatever reason, the media makes a big deal about it. Some politician makes a big deal because he's running against another politician who advocated for this. And then we're right back in the same problem.
They have to one-up each other on how tough they are.
Yeah, this is what happened to Dukakis.
But, it's kind of a dream thing. But, you know,
it's a good idea.
A young guy, a teenager, 20 years old or whatever, the first time he goes to prison, when he gets out in 3 to 5 years or something, he's going to be more of a criminal than
yes.
he went in.
Yep.
Because he goes in there and he's schooled in it.
Yep.
Instead of taking college, he went to prison to get schooled.
You're right. And that's not just... Mark, my co-host here, Mark, spent 8 years plus of his life in prison, and you can say that's absolutely the truth.
Yeah, right? I watched guys do show, you know, how to rob a bank. Within my first 2 weeks in prison, I was watching one guy showing another guy how to rob a bank. I worked at the auto mechanic shop, and there was literally, when the teacher would not be paying attention, there would be classes on how to hotwire a car. I mean, you know, all of these things were occurring. I mean, you know, they showed how to do armed robberies, how to do a home invasion. This stuff was going on. Basically, all these crime and punishment people are just creating college for criminals.
It's true. Yeah, Larry, thanks.
I agree. Well,
thanks
I
for the call tonight,
law
man.
Enforcement.
You what, law enforcement?
I was in law enforcement for 24 years.
Gotcha. So you know a thing or two about it.
So he knows.
Yep.
What happens when they go to prison, they come out and they're worse.
Yep.
And we got to do something to deter them.
I understand where you're coming from with the idea of the exploding collars. It's just a little messy.
It's good for a comic book. It's not good for real life. I think he's Josh.
You could probably just keep it to GPS trackers and you'd be fine because it's, you know, they're
hard
to
move. It'd be a lot cheaper.
That doesn't work.
No? Why not?
GPS trackers.
Why not?
Well, because if they do something when they're on GPS, all you know is they were there. You don't know that they did anything, and they can do the crime.
Well, now, wait a minute. If you've got the explosive collar, all you know is that they crossed the line they're not supposed to cross, right? Like, it's geographic.
Yeah.
Somebody better drug them across.
Right. You can do that, but if you just went, you know, if you just do them on GPS, you've got to have something to deter them, and losing their head, you know.
All right, well, he's not backing down from this one. Thanks for the call, Larry. I appreciate it, man.
Okay, so
how many movies have they had that plot device in?
I don't know, but it's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of GPS trackers, ankle bracelets, all these things, it's significantly less costly to employ you know, these what are they called? Probation officers, parole officers, things like that, than it is to employ prison guards and build prisons and you know,
all the
stuff that goes into it. Yep. Most of the people in prison are in for drug crimes or drug-related crimes.
Well, they should just all be pardoned straight out if there's no victim.
Not a drug-related crime. If somebody commits a violent crime to get drugs, they've committed a violent crime. I don't care. They don't deserve a pardon.
If there's no victim, they need to be pardoned.
If there's no victim, there's no crime as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You know, there's arguments that can be had surrounding that, but largely, certainly when it comes to the drug war, no victim, no crime, I'm willing to say that.
Yeah, for sure.
Secondly, in many cases, thieves and that sort of thing, if it's their first time stealing or whatever, you know, put them on an ankle bracelet at home, have them pay off the people they harmed rather than putting them in jail. People that have served some period of time in jail for a violent crime and don't appear to be violent. Well, maybe they could be at home and we wouldn't be paying for housing them, too.
Indeed. And, of course, end prohibition, and that's going to solve a lot of it from the get-go. It's been Ian and Mark here. You can join us again tomorrow night for the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Between now and then, join us online over at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.